On view in the Martin Art Gallery of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus, Fight Stratman, The Muhlenberg Floor, on view through April 12th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. German artist Veit Stratmann's installation in the Martin Art Gallery offers visitors a colorful, playful, and thought-provoking experience to engage in visually, physically, and intellectually. Working with his design plan of 224 circular elements, Stratmann covers the floor of the Martin Art Gallery, each circle approximately 32 inches in diameter and topped with different shades of carpet, separated by a thin aluminum strip. Guided by the metal strip, no two elements are oriented in the same direction. They are also juxtaposed to maximize color contrast. Each element is large enough for two people to stand on simultaneously. Visitors are encouraged to walk on them and wander throughout the gallery. Decision-making questions arise. Simply look at the elements or walk on them. If a viewer chooses to walk on them, is he now part of the installation or still a viewer? When multiple visitors are in the gallery, how do they move to accommodate each other? The Muhlenberg floor is the third in a series of floor projects for Stratmann. His first in 2010 was in Curatorial Institute of the Geneva Institute of Arts and Design. He followed in 2011 with another installation in Gallery Chez Valentin in Paris. Stratmann feels the Martin Art Gallery has presented a new set of challenges and works not only as a gallery space, but also as a teaching tool. Artist Veit Stratmann.
I'm profoundly interested in this notion of choice, the notion of decision-making. Is the fact to ask the visitor to make a decision, to make a choice, can that be an artistic tool? I don't know. I try. But if the person goes into one of those spaces, like here in Muhlenberg College, they look at each other and they make those choices, and they are not, in a way, pure visitors anymore. They act and they are exposed in a way because other people are looking at them, how they walk. In consequence to that way, their status is blurred. And is that way of blurring status, can I use this as a tool to create form, or can I use actually the fact that spectators move over it and create form because they can't do otherwise? Can that be the starting point of a piece? So yes, there is a lot of involvement of the spectator, but they might as well say, no, I'm not doing this, I'm not going. And that's not the point, because anyway, I won. Because if they say I'm not doing this, they made a decision as well. The piece is constructed in a way that they cannot escape the fact to make a decision as individuals and to assume those decisions as individuals.
Which is a perfect thing for a teaching institution, to force the prospective intellectuals to engage rather than just simply a passive thing where you look at some work and yes, you look at it and you get a notion of it from what you think the artist's mind, what the state is in when they made these things. But this is much more participatory and engage their students in thinking through what exactly they're doing.
Well, I must say the first version of this piece was done in 2010 in Geneva. I was very happy because I could actually bring together my activity as an artist with my activity as a teacher, because I'm teaching in an art college. The thing was that I made a proposal, a floor structure. I asked a group of students to hack my piece, which was to tell them, look, this is my proposal, I did this, now can you use my piece as an ingredient to your creative process? As I told the student, there were just basically three rules. One was each of the students could make one proposal. None of the proposals should make it impossible to understand the others. And none of the proposals should destroy physically another one or should destroy its artistical integrity. Now, the first group of students hacked the piece and then they moved on. That was 3 weeks later, second one. I think that piece actually started in a teaching institution. And I would be happy if the teachers or the students of the school would find a way of working with that as the base of something. What I don't think is that this actually is a interactive piece, because interactive pieces change their status according to the fact you interact or not. Here, the piece is the same. You walk over it or not, it's the same thing. It is a floor. And even if you put something on it, it still is a floor. So the thing doesn't change. It is just a proposal to act, but it does not change itself.
But this piece is about active, at least engagement, if not participation. Is this something that came about because of your role as an instructor as well as your role as an artist?
No, that stemmed from, I moved from Germany to France. And when I arrived in France, I was the other one. I knew that I just had a certain territory I disposed of. So there was this space given to me. Can I transform this thing into the base of a visual arts project? I think my whole work started when I melted this social problem transformed that totally without any rest, any leftovers, into an artistic project.
Artist Veit Stratmann. His installation, The Muhlenberg Floor, is on view in the Martin Art Gallery of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus through April 12th. For more information, the gallery's number is 484-664-3467. More information also available at muhlenberg.edu/Martin Art Gallery. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.